Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lucky, you look visibly
upset.
Well, when you say something, I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you mad.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I'm going to save
like
it for the on the air. Any normal person would kind of be on guard after that.
Are
as
you on
you
guard?
Should be.
Are yeah, you on guard?
All right. Lucky's already mad. I haven't even told him what I was going
to
say.
Right, because you said, don't get mad.
I hate
anytime
the
you have to say that, somebody's going to get mad.
I hate the preface. It's Miles in the Morning, 98.7 Kayla. This is not just you, just so that you know. There's many people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is a map of the United States, and each state has listed the most overrated TV show.
Ooh. This is going to get ugly already. I know it.
According to that state.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting is overall, across the country, the number one most overrated show is Parks and Rec.
What?
Wow. Wow.
I understand that you guys love that show.
That's one of my favorites. I would put that in my top five.
Completely overrated. It is completely overrated.
You haven't even seen the whole seasons.
And I'll tell you why.
You've just seen
here in a second.
An episode. I don't think you're able to judge on this.
I think that Parks and Rec appeals to a certain type of audience.
Here comes the insult.
It's a very immature audience. And Lucky, I know that you are a TV and movie nerd.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that because
you listen to this stutter over here. You can't get it out.
I think that because you live at home and stay in your room all day.
I will give you the boxing gloves right now, Lucky.
I'm going bare knuckle. I don't need gloves. Gloves protect the guy getting punched.
Okay, you're right. Good point. You just, yeah. I'll hold your spit can.
I know you're a huge fan of Parks and Rec.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm
Why
telling
do you,
you
say
and it's because
it appeals
I live at
to
home.
Immature people?
I just think
I'm
it appeals. I honestly do. I think it appeals to an immature type of person. I'm not saying that everybody who watches it is immature.
Right.
I'm just saying it's got kind of like an, I don't know. It just does.
Mm.
So it's funny. I was just telling you guys off the air that I followed the hashtag on Instagram, Adam Scott.
Right.
Sure.
For the golfer.
But you're getting all
but
the
I
Parks
get
and
all
Rec.
Of the Parks and Rec
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
For the actor Adam Scott.
Yes.
And it is so like below brow type of stuff. And it's very immature type of comedy, in my opinion.
And this is also coming from, let's preface this, coming from the man who is not really into TV at all.
I like friends.
You're not like a regular watcher though.
No. I think a lot of TV is immature, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
And I feel like a complete dork when I tell you this. I would rather watch documentaries and space stuff.
But I think that comes with age.
So you're saying I'm old?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying you're old.
I am.
You're oldish.
Yeah, you're old.
Yeah, oldish.
You're old and crotchety and just don't understand today's humor.
I'm somewhere
it's
in
only
the middle of you
NBC.
Two.
NBC.
So here in the state of Texas, the most overrated TV show. Lucky's like, I don't want to hear anything you have to say anymore, man.
Yeah, I'm tuned down.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's so, somehow still on the air. That surprises me.
Okay, look, the first three seasons are great. After that, it's done. It's awful after that.
Yeah.
This is where I'm completely stupid.
Okay.
Because I don't know one of these TV shows.
Okay. Yeah.
Rick and Morty?
Oh, it's a cartoon.
What is it about?
It's kind of a play on, I think, Back to the Future. There's these guys and his weird uncle, or this kid and his weird uncle. They have a time machine, and they go back and forth the dimensions or something.
Huh.
I don't watch it either.
I've only watched a few episodes, and I don't really remember anything about it.
Florida, Game of Thrones, along with the state of New York.
Wow.
Most overrated TV shows in that. And also, that's for North Carolina, Tennessee, and Missouri.
Okay. Dang.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Parks and Rec's number one. Seattle, Friends, way overrated.
That's sad.
Also, state of Georgia. They think that Friends is way overrated.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Northeast feels like the Big Bang Theory.
I think Big Bang Theory is overrated.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm kind of shocked to hear you say that.
Because it's eventually nothing changes. It's always the same. There's never... They built their characters, and then they never evolve past that.
Gotcha. Okay. 214-787-1987. What do you think is the most overrated TV show out there? Do you think that Big Bang Theory is the most overrated TV show?
Yeah, that's definitely one of them.
Now, here's the deal. I want to categorize this because I don't want it to be people calling up with random, like that one show on Netflix that nobody else has seen.
Make it mainstream.
Like mainstream
that
stuff.
Everybody's going to know.
I'm going to upset a friend of mine right now. Now, because I'm going to go back in time before you guys' time. And I know it was on when you were born or whatever, but you guys didn't get into it. Mm-hmm. But you know my friend Greg, the realtor?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm. Miami Vice.
Oh, overrated?
Yeah. To me, it was overrated.
Was it the pushed-up blazer sleeves?
Yeah,
or the mustaches?
And the hair?
I felt like he was cheesy even then.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, we go in real time for the 80s.
In real time, I thought it was cheesy.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's big time right there.
Okay. What is your favorite TV show of all time?
I'm going to say probably like Breaking Bad. And now even Better Call Saul.
Okay. What about you, Lucky?
Breaking Bad, probably.
All right.
Well, I mean, I liked a bunch of other stuff as a kid that I won't necessarily like now.
Even Seinfeld. Seinfeld's one of my favorite shows.
Seinfeld's an awesome show.
I think
show.
It still holds up.
Right? So, like, Power Rangers? I don't know.
Okay, no, come on. Again, I go back to the immaturity factor.
I was going to say, he probably
Parks
still watches.
Oh, I'm sorry, there isn't conventions dedicated to it.
You can't even put those two in the same category. Come on, I'll defend him on that. But, yeah, odds are he probably still does get up on Saturday morning and watch cartoons and such. Yeah.
No. I DVR them so I can sleep in.
So I can watch them at night.
So for me, it's Family Ties.
Okay, that's great.
I love Family Ties.
And Cheers. I thought Cheers
was fantastic.
Show.
I love Cheers.
See, I put Cheers up against Parks and Rec, and I'm like, these are two completely different avenues of comedy,
well,
so to
speak. Different shows.
Yeah,
it's
they're totally
different. Exactly.
Two.
But I guess what I'm saying is that Cheers seems so much more just like, I don't know, everyday real, whereas Parks and Rec just seems goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's my opinion.
Gorsh.
214-787-1987. Good morning. It's Miles in the Morning on your Feel Good Friday.
Yay.
Hi. We have someone on the phone right now who is like a few states out there that think the most overrated TV show is Friends.
Mm. Ooh.
Can you believe that?
No.
Wow.
Why is that, sir?
Well, it's just like every single season there's at least five episodes where it's only about Ross and Rachel. Ross and Rachel. And it's just the exact same thing throughout the entire show.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'll give you, Ross is the most annoying character on the show.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And Rachel's the hottest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you pair those two up and you've got Friends.
Yep.
Without question.
I don't see a problem with that, honestly. I guess that's where he and I differ.
Yeah.
I could watch that all day. Probably on mute.
Yeah. Typical boy.
It's not 8.7 K-Love. Miles in the Morning. Good morning. Danger Zone. That's where I took us a few minutes ago when I told Lucky it's all because you live at home with mom and dad and stay in your room the whole time and never get out of your house and you just watch TV all day.
Just because I can't afford to go anywhere but my house.
So we're talking about the most overrated TV shows, according to every state. Well, for the entire United States, the number one is Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
And I actually agree with this.
That hurts
some
my heart.
But you're immature too, Rebecca.
I'm fully aware of that.
Good.
Is it immature or do you just not get it?
I think it's a not get it thing. You haven't watched enough of it.
I get it.
You need to start from the beginning. That's your homework assignment.
But whatever.
Oh my goodness, how dare you? I'm going to call Amy Poehler and tell her you said that. Rude.
Call Adam Scott and tell him to stop taking over the Instagram hashtag.
Shut up. Nobody wants your golf Instagram hashtag.
It's the most beautiful swing I've ever seen. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, hold on there. He won the Masters. Come on.
Lucky.
Here in Texas, The Walking Dead, the most overrated TV show.
Yeah.
We got an awesome call a second ago from someone who said The Bachelor. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Do just away with that whole franchise.
I know. It does nothing for women.
I'm sorry, Chris Harrison. I know that you're from Dallas, but no.
Mm-hmm. We don't like your show.
Every year.
It is. Of course it is. And they always look for the people who are the most, like, crazy, drunk, whatever. They all have their same stereotype
they don't want
people.
Love. They want a spin-off.
No, that's exactly what that is.
Exactly. They just can't wait to get to the Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. Be an influencer.
They're looking for their 15 minutes of fame.
It's funny. I used to hold Bachelor watching parties at my apartment when we lived up in the New York area. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I would hold the remote in one hand and I would pause. And I'm like, see, this is why this is so stupid. When you've got a team full of producers and all the money in the world to boot the perfect date where helicopters pay, he wouldn't do that on a normal basis.
No. They need to give them the saddest date possible. And if you still like the guy at the end of the night, then you found your someone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with you. Good morning, K-Love.
Hi. I was calling in. Most overrated show has got to be Family Guy.
I agree. Family Guy was cool in the beginning, and then it just derailed, and it's too much.
Does that one hurt you too, Lucky?
No, but don't let Sybil hear you say that.
Is that her favorite show of all time?
So call Sybil this afternoon. Tell her how much you hate Family Guy. Now, is it Seth MacFarlane?
Yes, correct.
Okay. No, I mean, what I'm saying is it Seth MacFarlane?
Yeah.
Like, is it Seth MacFarlane that drives you crazy?
I think it's just all the weirdness of Family Guy. It just goes, and then it's off on a tangent, and people love it, but...
It's just the cutaways and the way that every show is. Like, just random, like this, and then all the way over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what it is
overrated.
You know what it is about Family Guy that drives me crazy the most?
What?
Family Guy is a show with multiple characters in it. Mm-hmm. However, when I'm watching it, all I see is Seth MacFarlane's thoughts.
Yeah.
About
exactly
what's
what
going on.
Yes. It's as if he was just writing these random things down on a piece of paper at home and then
like
threw
he's
them
writing
into
a journal,
cartoon.
And
yes.
yet here it is
You're
in the
so
form
right.
of an animated show.
Yes.
Well, anytime you hear Brian the dog speak, that's Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't he Peter too?
But he's like many voices on the show. But I'm talking about the actual plot lines themselves.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So... Yeah, I don't know why. I can't get past the fact that I just know that this is what's on Seth MacFarlane's mind.
Right.
So, I don't know. Good point. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
To your point, though, Brian is Seth MacFarlane in dog form as a character.
That's what I was trying to find.
Oh, okay,
exactly.
That's
his voice and opinions.
Right.
That's Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah, he is playing Seth MacFarlane as a dog.
Exactly.
So there you have it. 214-787-1987. Most overrated TV shows out there.
Mm.
Believe it or not, they're... okay, so are you guys fans of The Office?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, that is their most overrated TV show.
Man, I'm going to have a talk.
No kidding. Do they just not get it? The state of Louisiana,
they don't get it. Okay, stop. With the whole, you don't get it. Because I don't think that's fair. You can still get it.
Yeah,
and
not think it's funny.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I think that The Office is in the same category with Parks and Rec.
They're very similar, yeah.
They're very similar.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like they were the introduction to the like kind of mockumentary, I guess is what you would call it. Like they're making fun of a documentary.
Right.
But with like, I don't know how to explain it.
I think they go too far.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. I think they go too far. Like, they take what would be in real life.
Right.
And yet, then it's, okay, that would never happen
in real life.
So, to me, I think American sitcoms do this all the time, is that by the time you get into the fifth, sixth, seventh season, you're just trying to drag it out.
You're worn out.
It does go way too far.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But those first couple of seasons are amazing.
No, they're funny.
And more realistic than they are at the end. I think in America, we just try to drag things out instead of making a really good TV show that only lasts for three seasons long, like British comedy does.
Interesting. 214-787-1987. What is the most overrated TV show out there?
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.